Bassist Victor Wooten is bringing his band to Covington's Madison Theater on Friday, April 19th. He's been in the area many times performing with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, a band he's been with since 1988. The band Mr. Wooten's bringing to town features the Cincinnati vocalist Crystal Peterson, who's in the studio with me tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
When I looked you up on the internet, you were repeatedly described as a young singing sensation from Cincinnati. Tell us your story.
I've been singing for a very long time. My family, my mother and father, both are musicians and singers. My mother professionally. So I have been singing for a long time. I started doing it professionally at the age of about 7, where I did my first studio session here in Cincinnati. And I continued to do studio work and stuff throughout high school. When I turned 18, I signed a record contract and moved out to Los Angeles. And at that time, my maiden name was Harris. So my name was Crystal Harris. I was chosen to open up for the Backstreet Boys at the time, which was a very large pop group. And I think they're still pretty well known. So I opened up for them for about a year. That really launched my early career. And I really kind of carried that over into doing some acting and various other things while I was living in LA. And then there came a point, I got involved with some interesting people out there, some good people and some not, which I'm sure is a story you've heard many times before. Basically, after that, I decided I needed to maybe take a break from the industry. So I moved back home to Indiana, where I'm from. Originally, I'm from Anderson, Indiana, although I did live in Cincinnati for about 6 years of my childhood. But I moved back home and I started doing some work. Not long after just getting back into doing some studio work and doing some corporate shows and things, just stuff to basically pay the bills, I was able to get an opportunity from the Gaylord Opryland Corporation, where they were doing a big Christmas spectacular, is what they called it. It was supposed to replace the Rockettes that year, and it did. And they ended up hiring me on to be a vocalist in the show and a dancer in the show. Coincidentally, Victor's first of all kids, Kyla Wooten, she was in that show. And I think she was 6 at the time. She was really young. One of the shows Victor came to, and after that show, he approached me and said, "Would you like to do some recording?" And of course, my answer was yes. I knew who he was as well, and I thought, first of all, I can't believe he's asking me to do some recording at his house. You kind of epitomize these people in your head and think that they're above you in some way. But he brought me back to his studio. I met his family, and we recorded Overjoyed, which is the Stevie Wonder cover, which is on this newest project that he just put out. That recording, which I was, I believe, 24 when I recorded that. I'm 31 now. It's just a great recording, and he didn't want to change it for the new record, so we didn't. We just kept it. Just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away over trees. After that, I ended up a couple years later meeting my husband, who lived in this area, in the Cincinnati area, and I ended up marrying him, moving back to the area, and taking kind of a break from music, totally. Like, I stopped singing and everything, still kind of in that process of going, am I singing because I can? Am I singing because I'm good at it? Or am I singing because I love music, because it means something to me, and I believe in it? Long story short, I came to that conclusion. It's kind of a weird coincidence how I came back in touch with Victor, because I saw a few of his shows, but we really didn't talk much for about 5 or 6 years. I was sitting on my couch at home, and we lived in the East End. We lived in the East End here for a while, and I was on Facebook, of course, and I saw an ad for one of Victor's clinics. You know, he does a lot of clinics at Sam Ash and Guitar Center and stuff like that, and in colleges and schools. And I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't heard his name in so long. I wonder what he's doing, and I wonder what his wife is up to, because I had worked with her backstage with her kids and stuff. I thought, well, I'll friend Holly, his wife, and I'll see how she's doing. So I friended her, And that same day, I received a message from her. And the message was very peculiar. She basically just said, I've been looking for you. Did you know that I had been looking for you? And I said, no, I didn't know you were looking for me. I just saw an ad and thought I would try and reconnect. And she said, please call me right away. Victor has been looking for you. He's doing a new project and he wants you to be a part of it. So I called her, spoke with her, and spoke to Victor the next day. And that was pretty much the beginning of the new chapter of me singing and getting involved with Victor.
So the new album is called Words and Tones.
Yes.
Came out last fall.
Yes.
There are a number of other vocalists on this.
Yes.
But when did you record the songs that you did on it?
Well, as I mentioned before, the song Overjoy, the Stevie Wonder cover, was recorded originally about 6 years ago. I asked Victor when he wanted me to do this project if he wanted me to re-record the song. And he said, no, I really don't. It was a moment in time. And I said, okay, it's a great recording, so I'm cool with that. You know, a lot of vocalists can relate to going, oh God, maybe I should replace that vocal. Maybe it's not good enough. I've changed and all of that. And he said, no need. And I agreed. I thought it was a great recording. The other song that I'm featured on, which is called A Woman's Strength, was recorded February of last year, particularly for this project.
And that's one that you wrote with him?
Yes. He said he wanted it to be about a woman and about the beauty and the strength of a woman. And I'm kind of a feminist, so I was like, yippee, this is great. So he sent me basically what he had already recorded instrumentally. And he said, you can change, keep, whatever you'd like. Just take it and run with it. So I loaded it into GarageBand and just started writing.
Let's listen to some of the song that you helped write with Victor called A Woman's Strength. That was A Woman's Strength, featuring Crystal Peterson as the vocalist, and she's here in the studio with us tonight. Your tour begins on Wednesday, April 17th in Tennessee. Is that close to where he is based?
Yes. He is based in Kingston Springs, which is, I'd say, approximately a half hour outside of Nashville. He lives out in, as would be expected, in a very nature-y type of place, cabin surrounded by trees and he's got some neighbors, but they're not very close. And then the camps he runs at Wooten Woods, which are music and nature camps, those are about a half hour away as well. And I think actually the first show we're going to do is at the conclusion of one of his base nature camps. And then the next date we have is near Memphis. So I don't even know if I know how far Memphis is from Nashville, but I don't think it's that far.
So does Bela Fleck ever show up in any of the shows?
I wish he would, because Victor keeps saying, oh, Bela's such a wonderful guy, and he really wants me to meet him. I have not had a chance to meet him yet, but I hope he does. I hope he comes out, because I know he's well-respected by everybody that plays with Victor.
Well, I'm guessing you'll have friends and family in the audience when the band comes to the stage at the Madison on the 19th.
I think so. I know my husband's family, most all of them live here, and I have so many good friends here, friends that I've played music with, friends that have supported me while I've took my big break from music. And yeah, I think they've all told me they're coming. I laugh because when I found out that we were going to be doing a show in my hometown, I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to have to just tell everybody right off I don't have any free tickets because I won't be able to get that many. But I'm excited because I've been to shows at the Madison myself, shows that are memorable to me. I just love Cincinnati. I mean, I love it here. It's just always seemed like home to me. And I just look forward to seeing everybody there and all my musician friends. And it'll be a good night.
Well, good luck. And thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Crystal Peterson will be performing with the Victor Wooten Band this coming Friday night at the Madison Theater in Covington. For more information, go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.